might be able to ignore the increasing amounts of leaves falling from trees, or the suddenly sinking nighttime temperatures. But when you hear the noisy, distinctive honking of a V-shaped flock of Canada geese as they migrate above you, there is no denying that autumn has arrived. For as long as I can remember, goose calls overhead have always heralded the transition of seasons in our Chesapeake region. Great flocks, sporting black, white, and brown plumage, grace our parks, fields, and shorelines around this time. In our listening area, there are two populations of Canada geese, migratory and resident. For thousands of years, the migratory geese have nested in northern Canada during the summer and only traveled to Maryland to spend the winter, primarily on the eastern shore and in the Chesapeake Bay. These are the ones that you see flying in long diagonal lines or in their distinctive V pattern. Their aerodynamic shape is impressive, and as a group, they can cover 1,500 miles in just 24 hours with a favorable wind. When the lead goose tires, it merely drops back and another bird takes the lead. This system helps the geese complete their migration along the Atlantic Flyway. Contrary to its normal migration routine, large flocks of Canada geese have established permanent residence in the Chesapeake Bay area. This is our region's other population of Canada geese, its resident population. Resident geese are found mainly on the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay in urban and suburban areas. You're likely to find them where there is an abundance of safe, man-made bodies of water near food sources, such as those found on a golf course, in public parks, and in planned communities. These birds are not native to the area, but were actually stocked as live decoys in Maryland. They were first transplanted from the Midwest to Dorchester County in 1935. Because the conditions in Maryland are so favorable for these birds, and they have few natural predators as adults, they do not migrate. They have been very successful, and their numbers have increased significantly in this area since their first introduction 80 years ago. As many urbanites have discovered, Canada geese are terrestrial grazers that are particularly fond of lawn areas and other short grasslands. They tend to be attracted to urban sites with short lawns located next to bodies of water, and will almost always choose fertilized over unfertilized grass for feeding. Geese often congregate on golf courses, playgrounds, sports fields, or any other well-manicured lawn. In recent years, Canada goose populations in some areas have grown so substantially that many consider them pests for their droppings, bacteria in their droppings, effects on crops, noise, and confrontational behavior. Where goose populations become overabundant, several methods have been found to be efficient in reducing their numbers. However, special permits are needed for all of these techniques because Canada geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Act of 1918. But each of us can still have an impact. Although many people enjoy feeding waterfowl, this often contributes to goose problems because it teaches animals to be unafraid of people. Plus, human food, like bread, is especially unhealthy to wild animals. Instead, patronize places like the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, where you can have a better animal feeding experience. Also consider mowing your lawn less. Longer, less fertilized grass is unattractive to our resident Canada geese. To learn more, check out the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website, or visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.